Brother Mike, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Turn me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. The title of the message is The Life-Changing Salvation. The word the means singular, so it's the only salvation. And I believe it is the only life-changing salvation there is. In Ephesians, chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 10. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Paul was an apostle because it was God's will. That's the only reason why he was apostle of God, because it was God's will. To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. So right here, the inspired word of God declares that there is a people who have been blessed, who have blessed us with what? With spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So there's heavenly places, there's spiritual blessings these people have been blessed with, and all of these blessings in heavenly places are in Christ. That's the only place where spiritual blessings are going to be found, is in Christ. According as he has chosen us in him. So God himself chose these people to be blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And he did this before the foundation of the world. That, this is the purpose, that these people would be holy and without blame before him in love. Think about that for a moment. To be holy, without blame before the holiest of holies. That's an amazing thing there. Having predetermined or predestinated us, having predetermined the destiny of these people unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He did this not because they were better than others. He did it according to the good pleasure of his will. He chose these people to be blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's not that they were better than others. He chose this for them. That's why it's all to the praise and glory of his grace in verse 6. It's all to his honor and to his glory, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption, in Christ. That's the only place you'll find redemption, is in Christ. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. These same people he chose in Christ, he is going to make known unto them the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure. And all of this he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him. As we live in very perilous times, in a world where dysfunction is the norm, the things that are happening now out there are radical. Radical things are happening out there. That word radical means they are events or things that happen that cause and make extreme changes, whether in people's views, conditions, or habits. In fact, that these radical things happening can cause people to carry out convictions to the fullness. Things out there are happening you never thought would happen or could happen. There is a movement by Satan the devil and his agents more now than we've ever seen. And I believe it's only going to increase. Those that are lost and dead spiritually, they can't see the course that they're on. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, or a radical life, a light-changing light, of the radical light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oftentimes I struggle with empathy. I've been saved for 26 and a half years. But that word empathy means to where that you become indifferent, or a lack of emotion or feeling concerning the people of this glorious calling in Ephesians chapter 1:10. We should be the most emotional people on the face of the earth. What a glorious calling. But oftentimes by the world, whether out there with too much of the world, drinking too much of the muddy waters of this world, or just thinking about worries, cares, and anxieties, weights or sins which easily beset us, oftentimes God's people have had a problem with becoming empathetic or having a lack of emotion. But oftentimes God reminds me of this amazing salvation, this radical salvation, and how it's changed my life, the extreme changes that have happened in my life because of. It's changed my views, my conditions, my habits. I've been here for 26 and a half years carrying out the conviction. This is the only conviction. This is the longest conviction that I've carried out in my life, being here a member of Home Baptist Church. Amen. But it's because of this salvation. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. It is life-changing. It will make extreme changes in your views, your conditions, your habits. It will cause you to carry out convictions that you never would have before. You know, at one time I was over there at the Gordon's house. And they were out of town, and I was at their house watching their dog, Bailey. And I believe I started to become empathetic. But that's when God saw fit to remind me of some of the amazing changes this is caused to happen in my life. There I was watching Bailey. I was over there at the Gordon's house. It was towards the end of a day, and I was getting ready to call it a day. As I was getting ready to pray, I thought, what am I doing in the house of a preacher? You know, that thought overwhelmed me. And I believe the Lord made me think of that. What am I doing here in the house of a Baptist preacher? That's an amazing change. That's a very radical change in a person's life. You know, I was getting ready to pray, and that thought overcame me. What am I doing in the house of a preacher praying? You know, it was the following morning. My brother and his wife had to come to borrow some cash from me. And I gave him instructions on how to get over at the Gordon's house. And one of the things they asked me, they says, what are you doing here, Dennis? What are you doing here at a Baptist preacher's house? What are you doing here? Well, I told them I'm here just to watch their dog. But then I asked them this question. It's not how why I'm here, but how did it happen? How did this happen to me, my brother Carrie and Jody, his wife? Something had to happen in my life that changed this. They, knowing my past, I was an alcoholic for 29 years, a drug addict. I practiced ungodly sex. I was a fornicator and adulterer. All of these things and many more. I was an avid follower of heavy metal music. Can you believe that? Groups like Megadeth, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses, Ozzy Osbourne. An avid follower of these people. We wore the clothes of these groups and people. We had posters on the walls of our apartment, everywhere. But here I am in the house of a Baptist preacher. Carrie and Jody, something happened to me that caused this. And it's this life-changing salvation here. It's this life-changing salvation. This radical Ephesians chapter 1 salvation is not dependent upon the arm of flesh. You can read that whole chapter. And it's not dependent upon the arm of flesh. Nowhere will you find it there. You can look, but you will not find where God is dependent on man doing something before he decides to do something. This radical salvation was planned and purposed by God himself. That's what it says there. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, having predestinated us. And in verse 9, he did this according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. He planned and purposed by God, and by his power alone, he's been carrying out this great salvation. From the first one that he chose in Christ before the foundation of the world to the last one, every one of those seats will be filled. Everyone that he chose in Christ before the foundation of the world, everyone will be there. The recipients of this radical Ephesians chapter 1 salvation is life-changing. And again, that word radical, that just blew my mind. Making extreme changes. That's an event that will cause a person or will make extreme changes in a person's views, conditions, or habits. It will even cause them to carry out convictions to their fullness. The recipients of this radical Ephesians chapter 1 salvation is life-changing. And in chapter 2, Paul here declares without hesitancy. He is not hesitant at all. Not a bit. He plainly declares the radical change in that these recipients of this chapter 1 salvation will experience. I believe every one of these who experience this, they will experience these changes. He makes it very clear as to what the condition of these recipients was. First, that's what God will do. To all these people, he will show them who they are and where they came from. He will show them their woeful condition. And he's the only one who can do that. For 29 years, I heard, Dennis, you are a sinner. But it didn't mean nothing until God showed me. That's when it meant something. And I believe it works the same way even today. He makes it very clear as to what the condition of these recipients was, and he declares again without hesitation the radical changes this Ephesian salvation will produce. It will produce it. He doesn't say it will produce it, but if, maybe. He says it will. It will produce this. This Ephesian chapter 1 salvation will produce. 10 different times Paul describes there in chapter 2 their condition before and after. Ephesians 2:1 declares who were dead. You hath he quickened who were dead. We were all born spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. What does that mean? You had no connection with God, no fellowship with God. You were not associated to God in any way. In no way were you identified with God. We were all born spiritually dead, and there are no exceptions. But what's Paul saying? Not only access to God has been produced, but communication with God, a fellowship with God, an association with God, and an identification with God. Those who were quickened, who were spiritually dead. Access to God has been produced. These recipients deserve to be and stay spiritually dead. They all deserve it. But this is a radical change that this radical salvation will produce. And the people who experience this change, that is access to God, fellowship with God, and being identified with God, walking with God, serving God, worshiping God, it will make extreme changes in their views and conditions and habits. They will have no trouble carrying out their convictions unto the fullness. Verse 2 declares, in times past, wherein in times past ye walked, these people chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, they first walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 3 declares, we all had in times past our conversation was, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. In verse 3, Paul declares, in word, which means we deserve to be a child of wrath, but we are no longer a child of wrath, even as others. That will never change. That will never change. Even as others, these are radical changes in people's lives. This is a radical change in a person's life. That's what will cause them to have no problem being a part of extreme changes in their views and conditions and habits. They won't struggle. They won't struggle carrying out God-given convictions to the fullness. They won't struggle with that. To those who experience these changes. In verse 11, wherefore remember that ye being in times past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past. In times past, these recipients were Gentiles in the flesh. That means they are no longer Gentiles in the flesh. Verse 12. That at that time ye were, without Christ. What a horrible condition to be in, but everyone's born that way. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. At that time ye were without Christ. What is Paul saying? He's saying that the recipients of this Ephesians 1 chapter 1 salvation, these recipients, it is impossible for them to be separated from Christ ever again. I was born without Christ, but there was a day that changed. What Paul is boldly saying is no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. What Paul is saying is there was a moment in time in the lives of these people chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that Christ became a reality. That's life-changing. That's radical. When Christ becomes a reality to a person, you'll have no trouble with your views being changed, your conditions or your habits. And you will carry out God-given convictions to the fullness because of this salvation. It's not because of us. This is a radical change, and it's unchangeable. Verse 12 also says, at that time you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were. That means you're no longer an alien from the commonwealth of Israel. These are some of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ for you. These are yours. Lay claim to these. These are yours. You are no longer an alien of the commonwealth of Israel. That's what these recipients were. But a radical change has happened unto them. At that time ye were strangers from divine supernatural covenants. You were strangers to that, a promise. At that time ye were means that these recipients are no longer strangers from God's covenants. God's covenants are yours now. Verse 12, Paul boldly says that these recipients have a divine, supernatural, and a supernatural holy hope. In present tense, they have a connection and a relation and association and an identification with the all-knowing, all-sovereign, almighty Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That's radical. When you live in the reality of that, you'll have no trouble with the changes in your views and your conditions and your habits. You'll have no problem carrying out convictions, God-given convictions to the fullness. Verse 13 and 17, Paul admits that these recipients were far off. We were all born afar off. But a radical change has happened in their life. A radical change. Now they have access and fellowship and association and identification with the living God. We've been made nigh through the blood of Christ. That's what Paul says. We've been made nigh through the blood of Christ. Now, present tense in verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. What that means is it's impossible for the recipients to become a stranger and a foreigner ever again. You will never, ever be a stranger and a foreigner ever again. But instead, the recipients of this Ephesians chapter 1 salvation are now present tense, fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. That's radical. That's why I was in the house of a preacher, because that's what happened to me. And that's the life changing that it will perform in the lives, I believe, in everyone. The Lord has pounded this across me the last 7-10 years. What has happened to you, Dennis, will happen in the lives of others. Because it's not the individual that makes it happen. It's this Ephesians chapter 1 salvation. Brother Charlie, would you lead us in a word of prayer to our prayer bands?